ABC Radio Australia.
To the Rugby Sevens, and in case you missed the first round of the World Seven Series in Dubai last week, here is a quick recap.
Ball's loose over the sideline. Fiji, they have broken a 22 tournament drought, and they are Emirates Dubai Sevens champions.
Yeah, their first tournament win in 2.5 years to be exact, placing the Flying Fijians at the top of the HSBC standings. And that's exactly where they'll look to stay when the second round of the series kicks off tomorrow in Cape Town. On paper, the squad looks poised for another deep run, having been paired with Great Britain and Uruguay in their respective pool. What's more, a change to the competition format means if they win that pool, they advance straight to the semi-final. But as we know, games aren't won on paper, so to get a better idea, I'm joined by the publisher of online rugby magazine Te Vovo, Calden Kamea. Calden, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Kyle. Thank you.
Not a problem at all. Now, let's start with their pool, because to me, they look a lot better placed than what they were last week, given they had New Zealand and the US, I believe, and this time around, obviously, with Uruguay and the UK, it seems to me like they're could potentially be better poised to make a deep run. Would you agree with that?
You're setting me up for a major embarrassment. Yes, on paper, Kyle. But as the coach or say Colin Sal said, you just cannot take any team for granted now. And Spain beat New Zealand twice last weekend. We've got Uruguay. They can turn it on. I think they're the surprise package, the dark horse of this pool. And if anyone, it'll be Uruguay that Fiji really has to watch out for.
Yeah, interesting. And yeah, you mentioned the Spanish as well. I got to say, I was surprised to see them make such a deep run last week too. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, Cape Town will see the introduction of a new competition format with the four pool winners proceeding directly to the semi-final, seemingly eliminating that quarter-final round. What do you make of that? Because, yeah, to me, again, it looks like it could be a real benefit for Fiji, given they've obviously found some form and are trying to strike while the iron's hot. And this seems like there's just one less danger game that they'll have to play.
Yes, it's a new format. Every game is sudden death. You've got to win your pool top two, and you've got to take every game and make it count. There's no coming back. You miss the semifinals, you're out. So it's a lot tighter, a lot more focused to get there. Over day one, normally, I know Fiji have been perennial slow starters in tournaments in the past, but you'll have to be on your game in Cape Town this weekend.
Yeah, from that perspective, it kind of does ramp up the pressure a little bit. I suppose from a fan's perspective, though, do you prefer this? Because it simplifies it a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, I think World Rugby are tinkering with the format. They're trying to get it right. They know this is, the SVNS series is a valuable property in the long run, a way forward for rugby. If you look at the big picture, Sevens has got to be the way to go for World Rugby to spread the gospel, as it were. And they just got to get the format right. You see it in T20 cricket. We all thought in the beginning that was just crazy, but it's now the savior of the game. So, the IPL series, you name it, it's all down to 15-second bites, I guess. And this is the rugby version of it. And they've got to get the formula right so that people will flock to the games, to the tournaments.
Yeah, it's a good analogy, the T20. That's a format of cricket which I must say has converted me over the last few years. Let's go back to last week quickly, because yeah, obviously such a huge tournament win for Fiji, their first in 2.5 years, and I suppose probably surprised the casual fan in a lot of ways. Can you just take us through, I suppose, how big was that win, not just in the context of the season, but for Fiji as a whole?
You won't believe it. I was driving home from work yesterday, and for the first time in a long time, just seeing the, we have these famous sunset games of sevens, casual games of touch rugby, rather, going on around the grounds, along the streets, on the roads, on the, any little patch of grass, and they were all full again yesterday. Mm. People are back. The guys are excited. There's kids of 9 years old and older men of 29 years old, all playing rugby sevens, 40, 50 a side, and they're running around playing this form of touch in Fiji, which we have, which is the basis the DNA for our sevens team, you know, to offload that ball and just run like the wind. So, you know, we've endured, as you say, 2.5 years of pain and suffering and tears. We love our sevens rugby, Kyle, and it's been painful. And it's just been amazing, the turnaround with one man coming into the picture, Osea Kolenisau, and, you know, he's made them believe again in their style. And it's just so lovely for us to see our boys throwing the ball around. And that's the way we play sevens. Win or lose, you can't change that. It's in their DNA. They're just going to let that ball go and flow. So it was great to see. But you've got to be super fit to play this style of rugby. So I think they've achieved that because Osea was known for his fitness in his playing days. So he immediately came in and just put them through the ringer. So they're super fit. They will play their natural game, and it's you know, it's exuberant. The crowd loves it. It's a crowd pleaser. So as they say, everyone's second most favorite team is Fiji because of the style of rugby, and it's great to see. We're all happy. The boys out there playing on the grounds again around Fiji. So it's all go. We're delighted. We're watching. First time for me to stay up in the early hours of the morning to watch quarters, semis, and the final in 2.5 years because I had hope that they would get somewhere, and they didn't let me down. So awesome.
Yeah, well, look, we're all hoping that they can back it up this weekend. And speaking of which, you mentioned that, you know, obviously that game against Uruguay could be a danger one up first. Do they have are they going to be taking in virtually the same squad as last week?
I believe so. Sorry, I haven't got the latest on that. It just slipped me by. But they've got an experienced squad. You know, seven of the boys have played nearly 100 games, you know, but this is 2.5 years of pain. They've got Sebuloni Mudanadangi. He's played nearly 300 games, and another 5-6 beside him or around the 100-game mark. So they're stacked with experience. They're not going to panic. And I think the other big thing to mention very quickly is that the subs I noticed he used last weekend that came on, Nanduvalo and Temba. These guys have a 66% strike rate in scoring tries. They come on, they're fresh, they're fast, and the other teams are tiring. And they're scoring a lot of tries with these subs coming on with speed. So they've got the team. He's got a great balance. He's got some big forwards with good skills. They've got the team to go all the way and the experience in these big tournaments. So, feeling good about this team.
And let's touch on the women quickly as well. I know they failed to record a win last week, but as I understand, they're very much a new squad. It's going to be a bit of a slow build. How do you rate their chances this weekend?
Yeah, no, Kyle, it's totally a steep learning curve for the girls. 9 new caps, just 4 players with sevens experience on the HSBC sevens circuit. So they've got a long way to go. They're watching them last week, just nerves. I think they've got the skills. They've got the basis here, but they're going to have to work very hard. It's going to be a long, hard track to get back onto the podium.
And just finally, what are your plans for tomorrow night? Are there going to be any watch parties around Fiji, even given the pretty late time zone?
I don't know about parties, but around the Grog Bowl, it helps keep us awake and into the night, Kyle. But as long as the boys are winning, everyone's happy. The grog's sweet, so we let it drip.